This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Anna Marie Rodriguez Garcia. First name is Anna Marie, A-N-N-A-M-A-R-I-E, middle name Rodriguez, R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-Z, last name Garcia, G-Gracia. G-R-A-C-I-A, Anna Marie Garcia. Date of birth 2/23/2021. This letter is being written to Dr. Ruiz Mirabel. Dr. Mirabel Ruiz, first name is Mirabel, M-I-R-A-B-E-L, last name Ruiz, R-U. I.Z. Ruiz, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 212, San Jose, California, 95116. Telephone number 408-254-8280. Fax number 408-254-8108. Dear Dr. Ruiz, R-U-I-Z, thank you for asking me to see this 13-month-old baby in allergy consultation period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Anna Marie developed a high fever about 9 months ago, and then she started to break out into hives, period. However, mother feels that the hives started after she was introduced a peanut snack, period. There is no history of any angioedema, coughing, wheezing, vomiting, diarrhea, shortness of breath, or anything to suggest anaphylaxis, period. The rashes have come on off and on and responded very well to Benadryl, period. Family is concerned about peanut allergy, period. She was not given any form of peanut prior to the onset of this episode, period. Rash testing revealed a small positive reaction to peanuts, period. She is able to eat every other food without any significant problem, period. There is no history of any eczema, asthma, or any other allergies, period. Overall, she is in a very good health, period. I discussed with mom in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. Family was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. Skin testing revealed a small reaction to peanuts, confirming the positive reaction in rash testing, period. Clinically, the history is really not suggestive of significant reaction or anaphylaxis to peanuts, period. However, positive reactions can be there. However, positive reaction to peanut in blood and in vitro testing are not uncommon without any obvious allergies, period. Certainly she could develop peanut allergy, and at this point in time I'm recommending to stay away from peanuts, and if there is any reaction manifested by hives, then I would recommend giving this infant some Benadryl, period. Certainly, if the reaction is severe, then 911 should be called, and or a child should be taken to emergency room, period. At this point in time, there is no evidence, please strike that. I told mom to give me a call with any allergy related questions, period. number my final diagnosis. She also demonstrated some dermatographism, which may be coincidental and certainly can look like hives, period. My final diagnosis, low grade dermatographism, number two, low grade positive reaction to peanut rash testing and skin testing, number three, history of recent fever and hives of unknown etiology, number four, no evidence of peanut anaphylaxis. My treatment plan, number one, avoid peanuts till we can repeat the testing in 1 to 2 years. Number two, I use Benadryl if needed for any skin reaction. Number three, in case of an emergency, certainly she should call 911 or take the child to emergency room, period. I also gave family a list of foods that contain peanuts, and they should be avoided, period. Overall, I believe she should do quite well, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Anna Marie Gracia.